Hi, it's Dave. Tesla reported stellar Q2 earnings this past week, yet the stock is down more than 15%. What's going on? In this video, I'm going to share my thoughts. On Wednesday, when Tesla reported stellar Q2 earnings, the stock was up between $1,650 and $1,700 in after hours. Yet on Thursday, the stock dropped to a little bit over $1,500. And today, the stock dropped even further. It ended the week closing at $1,417. So a lot of people are wondering, what's going on? Didn't Tesla report great earnings? And isn't their S&P 500 inclusion imminent and just around the corner? Why is Tesla losing over 15% in just a couple days? First off, I want to give a disclaimer. This is just my personal thoughts. It's a stream of consciousness kind of channel I have here, and it's not investment advice because everyone's situation is different. All right, that said, I want to share a few thoughts on why I think Tesla dropped after great earnings. Number one, short-term stock price often is not correlated with company performance. A lot of people think if a company reports great earnings, the stock should go up. And if the company reports poor earnings, the stock should go down. And oftentimes that happens. However, in other cases, the opposite happens. A company reports great earnings and the stock drops, or the company reports bad earnings and the stock increases. And you might be puzzled in asking why. The deeper dynamics behind short-term price movements is the relationship between buyers and sellers. If there's more demand on the buying side, the stock is likely to increase. However, if there's more demand for people wanting to sell their shares, the stock is going to decrease in the short term. Let's take a hypothetical example of a house auction. Let's say you go to an auction and it's a hot house. Everybody wants this house. That type of house, the demand is high and the price is going to go up. However, at the same auction, there's a house that nobody wants. And because there's not many buyers, the price is going to be low. In a similar way, you think after a stellar kind of Q2 earnings by Tesla, that there would be a lot of demand for buyers. However, it's totally possible that there were some big multi-billion dollar funds that were trading the earnings, and they decided they wanted to sell right after earnings. All right, number two, momentum rules in the short term. Oftentimes with short-term price movements, it's kind of like fire. Fire will go wherever there's an opening, and it'll continue to go until it's plucked off, and then it'll search for another opening. Oftentimes the stock will go in a certain direction, and then once it's capped and the door is shut, then it'll go and follow the opposite direction. If you look at Tesla's stock price in the past few months, you'll notice that it's gone from a low of sub 400 to over $1,500 just in a matter of a few months. Now a 4x gain is insane, and a lot of people think it's just going to continue to go up and up and up. They look at history in the past and they think that that's going to determine the future of the stock price. However, it's totally possible that traders have been trading this whole earnings report and they've been accumulating up until earnings and they're ready to dump. Another possibility is that traders were trading this whole earnings and S&P 500 inclusion. And on Thursday morning, when traders saw that there wasn't enough demand to push the stock much higher, they reversed their position. And a lot of traders and funds out there, they'll just switch their positions at a moment's notice. Right when they see a breaking down, they'll just take the opposite trade. All right, number three, buyers and sellers can take many forms. There are a lot of pieces that go into the whole supply and demand and stock price equation. For example, you might have funds. There are small funds, there are big funds, and funds might be investing and trying to accumulate, but there also might be funds that are divesting and trying to sell their shares. There's traders out there, and there are many types of traders actually. There are individual traders, there's hedge fund traders, and then there are algo traders who will trade based upon computer programs. And a lot of these algo traders are taking over the market, controlling billions of dollars. And whenever they see a type of trend or movement, whether it's aggressive selling, they'll just come alongside and sell with that. Or if there's aggressive buying already going in the market, these algo traders will pick that up and will buy with the buying. And so you'll see an exaggerating movement, whether it's up or down, especially with the presence of algo trading. Oftentimes, we don't know exactly who is really determining the price movements. Sometimes it could be short-term traders. Sometimes it could be algo traders. Sometimes it could be big funds making kind of long-term investments or long-term divestments. And a lot of times, we don't know exactly what's going on until after it's happened. Sometimes looking at these past actions gives us clues to the future, but sometimes they don't. All right, I want to ask you guys, what do you think? Where do you think Tesla stock price is going in the next few weeks? Is it going to go higher when funds are required to buy Tesla shares when the S&P 500 announces Tesla's inclusion? Or has it already run up so much that all of this is priced in? For me personally, I'm okay with the volatility. After 8 years of holding Tesla, I've seen so many ups and downs. I've seen so many exuberant times and so many crashes and depressing times. And in the bigger picture, the stock price doesn't really matter for me. What matters more is how the company is going to execute on their core products. Are they growing demand? Are they innovating? Are they really pushing the envelope? Because all of these things are really going to determine the future earnings of the company, which is what the valuation is based upon. All right, like this video if it's been helpful and subscribe to my channel to keep updated. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me at HeyDave, H-E-Y-D-A-V-E 7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.